Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph brings the case of someone who cooked the Korban Pesach in the Chame Tveria, in the hot springs of water that come out in Tveria. So the Mefarshim were bothered. What does it mean that you put the Korban Pesach in the Chame Tveria? We know that Korban Pesach cannot leave Yerushalayim. The Chame Tveria are in Tveria. How do you get from Yerushalayim to Chame Tveria to cook the Pesach in the Chame Tveria? So Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer in his Sefer Pri Yitzchak says, first of all, he says, maybe the Pshat is only a hypothetical question. If you put the Korban Pesach into something like Chame Tveria, even though there's no real Chame Tveria in Yerushalayim. But then he adds that maybe when Mashiach will come, there will be Chame Tveria in Yerushalayim. Now, why should that happen? So one explanation is, we know Chazal tell us that Yerushalayim will expand to be the entire Eretz Yisrael. So Yemel Tveria will be part of Yerushalayim. I saw the part of the Yosef brings this explanation. But maybe it can explain even more than that. Even before Yerushalayim will expand, there will still be Chame Tveria in Yerushalayim. And the reason is as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, tells us that why do you have Chame Tveria? Why are there hot springs in Tveria? Says the Gemara, the reason is because Avre al Pitcha Shel Gehenna. The waters of Tveria are passing in front of the door of Gehenna, and that's how they heat up. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz tells us in our Masechta Daf in Pesachim, it says, the Gemara tells us in Daf Ches, that Yerushalayim, why don't we have Chame Tveria in Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, because we don't want that the Oile Regolim that come to Yerushalayim should come Loi Lishmo. They come to Yerushalayim and say, oh, the only reason we came to Yerushalayim is to enjoy the hot springs that we have in Yerushalayim. So therefore, there's no Chame Tveria in Yerushalayim. Explains to Rabbeinu Peretz, because really there should have been hot springs in Yerushalayim. Because if hot springs depend that they're going in front of the door, in front of the opening of Gehenna, Yerushalayim has one of the openings of Gehenna. As the Gemara in Eruvin, the Yutes Amdav tells us that there's three openings to Gehenna, and one of them is next to Yerushalayim. So if the hot springs come from the passing in the front of the doors of the openings of Gehenna, and the one of the openings is in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim also should have had hot springs. Tells us the Gemara of Pesachim Daf Ches Amud Beis, the reason you don't have hot springs is because people should not come to Yerushalayim, the Oile Regolim should not come, Shaloi Lishmo. So Mimele, once Mashiach comes, Umol Haaretz Deres Hashem, and people are going to be thriving and going to be yearning for the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be get close to Hashem, obviously the people not going to come to Yerushalayim, Shaloi Lishmo, just to enjoy the hot springs of Yerushalayim. So from now on, there could be hot springs in Yerushalayim. So Yemel tells us the Gemara over here, if someone will cook his Pesach with this hot springs coming up in Yerushalayim, will be the din. It's not just a hypothetical thing. It's something which actually should happen. L'asid lo'ivah b'yimei Rabbi Amenu, Amen. Anyone who wants to join the Shon Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, where we have different things that are not online, please email shonmachshava@gmail.com.